بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi says, there are those who do not beg for help, for they are rich with iman. We should look for these people and give them sadaqah. Especially we should try to find out the problems of these pious people and spend money on them. It is far more rewarding to help these people than to spend money on the normal beggars. It is, however, hard to find them because they do not tell others about their problems, and therefore people don't realize that they are poor. The next point is, the person receiving your sadaqah should be someone who has a large family or is suffering from a disease or any other illness which stops him from working for his money. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu used to give 10 goats or even more to some families, and when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got some wealth as booty without fighting the enemy, he gave 2 portions to a married man and one to the unmarried. The next point is, a person also gets extra thawab for giving sadaqah to his relatives. There he will get the thawab of sadaqah as well as the thawab for showing kindness to his family. After mentioning the 6 qualities of the people who are most deserving of sadaqah, Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi writes, these are the qualities which should preferably be found in a person receiving sadaqah. The qualities may vary, and thus the sadaqah will earn different levels of reward according to the high or low degree of the quality found in the person receiving the sadaqah. For example, a high degree of piety will earn more reward than a low degree of that quality. There are many distinctions between close relatives and distant relations. and in other virtues also. Therefore, one should look for a person who possesses a quality in a high degree. And if someone were to combine all these qualities in his person, he will be highly valued and an asset for the giver, by spending on whom he can earn maximum blessings and rewards from Allah Ta'ala. Indeed, if a person knows such a person, he should try and spend as much on him as he can. If not, he should search for one possessing all these qualities. If after making efforts a man can find such a person, he will earn double blessings. One, for searching for such a pious person, and second, for well-deserved spending. It is also possible that after giving sadaqah to a person who in your mind seems to possess some or all of these qualities, you come to know that he does not really possess these qualities. Even then, you will earn the blessings of making an effort to search for such a person, and of the evil of miserliness. Love for Allah Ta'ala will be firmly rooted in your heart, and you will be granted the power to exert yourself in acts of obedience to him. These 3 benefits of sadaqah are highly valuable in themselves, as they strengthen the heart of man, inspiring it with the longing to meet Allah Ta'ala. These advantages will be obtained in any case, and one can gain extra rewards for spending it in desirable places. There are yet more advantages of giving sadaqah to the pious. When such people receive a favor from someone, they make dua for Allah Ta'ala's blessings for him and remain ever concerned for his well-being. Indeed, the good wishes coming from the hearts of the pious have a great influence, and their blessings improve his worldly life together with a bright future in the akhirah. Allah Ta'ala has blessed the duas of the pious with effective fulfillment.